shaved ice and Italian ice is, well, shaved ice, they just take a blob of ice and then they pour something on it. We actually infuse all the product in when we make the ice. So every time you take a bite of the ice, for an example, you've got the flavors of what you're wanting. Where if you didn't quite get enough syrup on it or whatever, if you're on a shaved ice, it goes away. So you're down to just ice, you know?
Yeah, remember we used to get those when we were growing up. They'd come in those little paper cups.
Yeah.
And you'd have to tear the paper cup and get the flavor out of the bottom of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but we don't have to do that now.
No. This is with Rita's. And it's almost, it becomes we found that it's a cult following on the East Coast. I mean, it's, people just love us so much that it's amazing. And then we've added, of course, they started out with the Italian ice, but then we added the custard. And it's the old-fashioned custard. It's just really good stuff. We actually get it in liquid form, and we freeze it in our machines right here. So it, man, it is just absolutely fantastic. And then when you combine them, my favorite is a misto, and a misto is where you take liquid custard that's not frozen yet, and you blend it up with a flavor. And I'm a mango guy. I like mango, and a mango misto. It's just wonderful. But I tell you, one of the most popular flavors here is wild black cherry. Oh, and we actually put in black cherries into that when we mix it. So it's actually got the fruit in it. So it's, I'm telling you, it's just absolutely
all right, I looked at the black cherry last night, and I started to, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to go with what I know, try something new.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's something that seems to be a really Fairhope favorite, so we have to keep that in. If we let it go for a couple days, and we can rotate. We got like 150 flavors, so we can rotate flavors, and we try to rotate flavors, but there's certain things like mango, cotton candy, and wild black cherry that we have to keep in.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, it's a great product.
Okay. I did see one. I was going to ask you about frozen trout or upstream trout or frozen.
I don't know.
It's a fish flavor.
Swedish fish.
Swedish fish. That's what it was.
Swedish fish. And
what was
and
that?
It's a candy. If you think about the candy Swedish fish, there is a candy out there.
Oh, okay.
And so the kids really like Swedish fish, and that's one of the flavors we have.
Okay.
Is a Swedish fish, yeah.
Swedish fish.
Not my thing, okay. but it's okay. Yeah.
Candy flavor.
It's a candy flavor.
Okay, yeah. like a brand name like Reese Cups or something like that. Swedish fish.
Swedish fish, and then
because fish flavored ice, you know, frozen ice. I was like, really?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now Lynette likes. She's my wife, and she really likes the sour apple, the green apple.
Sure,
It is. That's her favorite. She just loves that. And again, in a misto or a blendini, it's excellent.
Okay, what's the difference between a misto and a blendini?
So a misto again has the custard that is liquefied. It's a liquid custard. It's before we freeze it.
Okay.
But the blendini actually takes the custard that's already frozen and blends it up with the ice. So it's yeah, and of course you don't have to get ice if you don't want to, because as you said, you like the Reese cup. So we've got things like we can take that Reese cup. We can take the custard, put the Reese cup in it, and then if you ask them, they'll put the Reese's peanut butter cup, Reese's peanut butter in the top, too, along with, you can have hot fudge. It's kind of endless. You walk up there and you see the flavors and you go, well, that's what I want. I want that added to it and that added to it and that added to it. You could add M&Ms. You can add just about anything you want.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I know where we're going after the show's over.
There you go. Yeah, and come on over. Yeah.
You've got a couple of tables where folks can sit out once it gets just a little warmer. We've had some great days. It's going to be up in the 70s later on this week, so you can sit out on your porch out there
right. And
enjoy.
Yeah, and because we're COVID-friendly, basically we are. It's a walk-up, so you don't walk in to the shop. Mm-hmm. It's a walk-up to the window, and you get it. But then we have that beautiful table area, benches where you can sit all around. We have music playing out there, and sometimes we air the radio station a lot. So anymore, we've been doing it since we've been sponsored, you know, help sponsor the show, that we've been running the radio station out there. So you hear the music from the radio station too.
Okay, well then you play a lot of great music.
Yeah,
out
yeah, there. It's good music. I love it. I love it. You know?
I do.
Kind of my era of music.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. Exactly. This is one of the benefits for me at working here is that I get to put all my favorite songs in to be played.
Yeah.
So if I'm like, oh man, I love that song, all right, throw it in here. You know? And I love that song, and then throw it in there. And sometimes Lori and I, we will go head to head on songs, because I'll put in something like Roundabout by Yes, and Lori's like, oh, that's too rocky, we can't play that. And I'm like, oh, but that was my favorite song.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I'm a 70s guy. I'm 61 and 61 years old, and I, you know, I grew up in the 70s, so
yeah.
I love the 70s music, and then, you know, the 60s are added into it, and mm-hmm. you know, WBAF, they do a wonderful job. I mean, you guys do a great job with the music. I really love it.
Well, thank you. I'm 58 myself, so like I said, this is my music. It's what I grew up listening to. Well, now, speaking of music and such, you're a square dance caller?
I am. I'm what they call a national caller, and it's kind of I am retiring to Fairhope is basically what I did, and that's why we bought the business. But I still actively call. In fact, tonight I'm in Slidell. Friday night I'll be in Pensacola. So yeah, I'm actively calling. We used to have a club here in Fairhope, but it just kind of, you know, with everything going on, it kind of went away. But
COVID
this fall,
has put a damper on all of the social activities.
Yeah, I used to travel out a lot and not able to do that anymore. You can't, I mean, everywhere around the country, you know, because it's touching, and when you're square dancing, you're touching and everything, and you're working in groups of eight, and you can't, you know, with COVID, it just shut it down.
You can't social distance in Alamand at the same time.
No, you're right. And a lot of people still wear masks when we go, and they check, you know, they try to do what they can. The clubs do, and most of them are private clubs, so they can have the activity because it's not huge amount of people. But when you go in, they check your temperatures, and they, if you want to wear a mask, you can. And then they have a lot of hand sanitizers around. But I think we'd like to start something here in Fairhope again and get that going. I mean, there was a group just starting up in Magnolia Springs, and they were going a little bit. So hopefully, you know, things can work out. You never know.
Yeah, you just never know. Speaking of which, the round two, if you've already had your original shots for the COVID vaccination, the booster shots will be given out, I believe, this Saturday. And this clinic is for second vaccine dosages. That will be this Saturday at
Three Circle Church.
Okay. Yeah. And that's at the corner of 181 and 104. They're actually going to block off part of 181 and part of 104 to do that. So if you've already had your booster shot, go get it. If you have not had your original shot, then just stay away from the area. Don't become part of the traffic. If you were turned away the last time, you're going to be turned away this time, too. So it's only for the people that got their original shots and getting their booster shots. But they're going to be having new shots coming up very soon, and we'll let you know just as soon as we have information on that as well. 928-9228 is our number here at the Gulf Coast Swap Shop. We're going to go ahead and take this call. And good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. How y'all today?
Hey, we're doing good. How are you, sir?
Doing fine. I have a Samsung 46-inch TV. It's a flat screen. It's in great condition. I'm just selling it because I'm getting me another TV. I wanted $195 for it. My number is 251-284-1181.
Okay, what is that phone number again?
251-284-1181.
Okay, the Samsung 43-inch TV for, did you say $195?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and your number is 284-1181.
That's right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Yes, 928-9228 is our number here at the Gulf Coast Swap Shop, and we'd love to hear from you. We've got Nick Hartley in from Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope in with us, but feel free to give us a call. This is your call-in show to buy, sell, and trade on the radio, so we'd be glad to hear from you. Don't feel like you're interrupting. And we were talking about square. Well, all right, we got another call.
Go for it.
All right. Good morning, WABF. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I was listening to your conversation, but I missed out on what your guest host was saying. The clubs that they, some type of clubs that he was hoping to get back at Fairhope, and that they had at Magnolia Springs. And I'm driving, so I'm going to hang up and listen on the radio, Mark. Thanks so much. And tell him I've got my gift certificate. I was one of the winners for the birthday, and I can't wait to get to Fairhope and pick up my Rita's.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. You're going to love
fantastic.
It.
Okay,
yeah. I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Yeah, well, we were talking about the Magnolia Springs started a little small club, and of course, when COVID hit, it for square dancing, and we're talking about in square dancing, Miss Patty Ping was the caller at that point, and mm-hmm. she was working it. So, and but everything's shut down right now. So, mm-hmm. eventually, we'll get it going again.
We'll get
hopefully,
it going back. Yeah. All right. Good morning, Swap Shop. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
I still have that scoot. I'd like for somebody to come try out and see how they like it. I've put some upgrades on it, and I've spent more than what I'm selling it for.
Okay.
And it runs good, and it's got a nice full charge on it, ready to go. And I still have an antique chair. It is an occasional chair. It has the nice foam padded seat with a light tan upholstery. It has a bentwood cane back on it. My sister was asking $125, or somebody come make her off on it, and she'll probably take it. It's at my house, and I got some free stuff. I still have the speaker brackets from Radio Shack. They're free. There's two packs is enough for four speakers, or somebody might be using for shelves or cabinets or whatever. They're free, and I have a bag of silverware that has the spoons, forks, and butter knives. You can reach me in Mobile at 391-3146.
All right, Dave, 391-3146.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, buddy. Bye-bye. And 928-9228 is our number here at the Gulf Coast Swap Shop, and we'd love to hear from you. So we're looking at getting back into square dancing in the Alberta area sometime after COVID. Just
yeah, if we can get here in Fairhope and around Alberta. I mean, it's in fact we originally when we bought Rita's, we actually had remember in July of last year, a year before last.
Okay.
When we had the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to have square dancing right on the patio.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Yeah, we had a bunch of square dancers come over.
All right. Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You had a caller yesterday that had a house full of furniture for sale. I didn't get that number. Have you got it?
A caller with a house full of furniture.
Yes.
Yes. That number is 689-4698.
689-4698.
Yes, sir.
Got it.
All righty.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. It's what we do. Bye-bye. 928-9228 is our number here at the Gulf Coast Swap Shop. And the glorious Lori Dubose just walked into the studio, and she'll be back with us here in just a moment. 928-9228 is our number here at the Gulf Coast Swap Shop, and we'd love to hear from you. We're joined by Nick Hartley of Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope. So,
yeah, you know, we had a when we first opened it, we thought we were going to have a huge grand opening. And with the hurricane came that weekend that we had it all planned and everything. We had sent out all kinds of stuff, you know, and the hurricane came. It wasn't that bad a hurricane. I don't even remember what the name was. Or it turned into a tropical storm or whatever. But there was no way you could dance on the patio. You just could not get up
there.
We should have you on the patio, though, with the ball. We should have some ballroom on the patio.
I'd be all for that.
Yeah, I think you ought to, you know, we can hook up music. And we've actually talked about maybe having, like, on a Sunday afternoon music thing where you could do music on, you know, we could have music on the patio and just people could come. And I mean, it's a beautiful patio. It's just wonderful to sit out there and relax and have a treat.
Okay. All right. And have a Rita's Frozen Treat.
Have a Rita's
Fair.
Frozen there Treat. That's all exactly right.
Okay. We're going to take a real quick break and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to 1480 WABF.
Did you know that Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory is a full-service funeral home? Locally owned and operated with an on-site crematory, with funeral services in their own intimate setting or at a place of your choosing. Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory offers graveside services, visitations, prayer services, pre-planning, cremation, and a complete line of quality and affordable caskets, vaults, cremation urns, and more. Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory in Daphne. Call 621-5890. 621-5890. Now located in their new building at 26209 Pollard Road in Daphne, Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory. Are you or someone you know considering using CBD oil and hemp products? Then listen to this from Nate, a satisfied customer with Fairhope Hemp CBD.
My wife suffers from migraines. We've tried an abundance of medications through doctors. She's done the shots. She's been on all sorts of expensive medications, and she's never got any kind of relief like she does from CBD. So it was really a blessing to see John here in town. For the first time, I felt like actually some effects from the CBD that were good, and my stress levels went down, my sleep was better, my recovery from working out was better. I can't say enough good things about that John CBD, because it really is truly farm to table. And it's local. You can't get any fresher, so I'd give it a try if I were you guys.
Fairhope Hemp CBD has gift certificates available and can ship products anywhere in the United States. Call 928-1910, 928-1910, or drop by Fairhope Hemp CBD, 505 Fairhope Avenue, next to the Fairhope Library. Well, I hate to barge in, guys, but thank you for scooting over and making room for me. And Nick, y'all sound great. Thank you for being with us.
Well, and she added beauty to the room.
Well, she is the rose between two thorns.
Sweet. And Nick, it's been fun to listen on my way in from the Chamber of Commerce's State of the City Eggs and Issues to hear the history of Rita's Frozen Treats and how yummy your treats are. Tell us where you're located so folks can come see you when you open at noon, right?
Okay, yeah, we open at noon, and we're in the Eastern Shore Shopping Center, where Big Lots is, and we are actually right beside Supercuts, and we're the farthest business out to 98.
Yeah, you've got great visibility.
Yeah, it is wonderful. A lot of people, when we first started opening it, you know, visibility, people didn't know what it was, and we're now trying to teach people what it is. And once they get a taste of it, it's like, oh wow, this is wonderful.
It really is.
But they thought with the striped colors that it was a pizza place. Somebody said, well, you're a pizza place, right? No, we're Italian ice and custard. Oh, okay.
It was interesting to hear your description of the difference of Italian ice versus other ice type treats.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so much is the when you take the ice and we put everything in the machine and we actually freeze it all together, and it so every single bite you have that flavor. And a lot of things like Florida orange, you had Florida orange yesterday,
right?
Florida orange actually has real oranges that we actually cut up and throw into that ice, so it's actually part of that ice. Yeah, it's good.
Just okay. Like I heard you mention the wild cherry,
wild black cherry.
The wild
oh
black
man,
cherry.
Okay.
Yeah. I had the orange and the Florida orange and the mango last night mixed together, and I took it home and I mixed it up with
I heard that Grey Goose,
And two things. First off, it was wonderful. Second off, it'll sneak up on you.
So speaking of that, if you want to take home more than just your own personal serving, you've got quarts and pints.
Yeah, we have quarts and we have pints, and actually we have party size. We can actually make gallon size.
Oh,
you know, so if you had a party. If you had a birthday party or something, we could make up a couple gallons and you could take it home and have it, you know, from different flavors and that type of thing. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, we're getting ready to get rid of our we have one that we made up that was for the Mardi Gras, and it's got mango and it's got key lime. Key lime, okay. And then on the top, it's got what we call unicorn, which is like a purple color,
mm-hmm.
And it's really good. I mean, even the unicorn is excellent. Kids like the unicorn, and you can get sprinkles on it, you know, and the whole bit. It's really good.
Glad the weather is now warming up
too.
For it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, me too.
Well, just want to remind you, we're speaking with Nick Hartley with Rita's Frozen Treats in Fairhope, but as Martin reminded us, this is a call-in show. Don't feel like you're interrupting. Call us at 928-9228. We'll talk when the phone's not ringing. But you also have go-karts or carts that you can set up at events, is that right?
Yeah, we actually have two carts that we have that we can actually take to your event, and we can do that. Or we have a trailer. We have a full-size ice trailer that we can take and do all kinds of events. In fact, we do 4th of July down here at the pier,
mm-hmm.
When it's not canceled because of COVID. Or we'll go and do a school and do Three Circle Church. You were talking about that. Mm-hmm. We do a lot at Three Circle Church.
Okay.
They love to have us, and they'll do a special service or something. And then we'll come in and bring a cart in or bring the trailer in and do Three Circle Church. So,
okay. Very nice.
Yeah, it's good.
I have a question here. What is the difference between ice cream, gelato, and gelati?
Well, a gelato is a form of ice cream.
Okay.
From what I understand, it's an Italian ice cream, and it's a form of ice cream. I really don't know how they make it.
Okay.
A gelati is ice and custard.
Okay.
So when we make a gelati, we make the bottom, we put like a ring of custard in. We put your ice, whatever flavor you want, and then we top it off with a custard.
Okay.
So you got you know, custard and ice together.
Okay.
So you get both flavors.
A yummy combo.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Remind you to get your birthdays and anniversaries in, because we give away a gift card,
mm-hmm.
which is enough for two folks to get a nice Rita's Frozen Treat.
Yeah.
We do that on Fridays.
Yeah, it is. It is. And we really have enjoyed teaming up with you guys. We really have. And I listen, and I think you were talking one day about Teats? Where did you talk something about Rita something? It was a miss or something.
Oh, yeah. We got a funny Facebook message.
Said something. Yeah.
Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
Nick, you are making me hungry.
We're trying
to. Yeah, we've already said here on the show he needs to start opening for breakfast, because we sit here and salivate when we talk about
mm-hmm.
it.
Oh, yeah. Two things. One, Nick, I understand you do square dancing.
I do. Yeah, I'm a square dance caller.
I have a Hilton variable speed turntable and speaker that I used for years as a clogger,
uh-huh.
and I'm looking to sell it.
Okay. You know, even on eBay, you can go on for caller's equipment. I'm not mm-hmm. in the. I've pretty much switched. I use a Bose system now. So, I have a small basically mixing board, and that's what I use. But there's still a lot of callers that use records, where I've gone totally to computer, but for all my music. But there's a lot of people that are looking for that type of stuff.
So, give us your number.
Callers equipment.
Yeah, it's a caller's equipment. Hilton was specifically made and designed for callers. Yes, square dance callers. And
yeah, we used it for years. Traveled all over the nation with it.
How fascinating!
The second thing I need is to put my son on the birthday list.
Okay, let's get your number for the turntable and speaker.
Okay, it's 786-0991.
Okay. And your
and my
son's
son
birthday
is Thomas Yeen.
Oh, hi, Melissa. I thought that was you.
Hi, Lori.
Okay. How old will Thomas be?
He turned 23 yesterday.
Wow. Okay. They grow up too fast.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and you know, anybody that once has a, there's a lot of people now that are going back to records.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you're interested in going back to records, it's hard to find a good turntable to play those records. That thing right there will play really nice music.
Thank you, Melissa. 786-0991. We appreciate it. Swap Shop, good morning.
Good morning. This is Cher Graham with Mindful Moments.
Hi, Cher. Take it away.
Today we're going to talk about building your tribe and the key responsibilities of your tribe supporters. The area we're going to talk about today is exercise and nutrition, part of your self-care. Find two people who love to exercise and who are good at keeping track of proper and healthy nutrition. Here's a tip to get yourself motivated in the morning. Write out your plan of action in the morning. Once you make your bed, get ready. Put exercise clothes on at a certain time every morning so that you know when those exercise clothes on, they're not to be your clothes for the day, they're clothes to help you exercise. When you go to the kitchen, make sure that you plan out what you want to eat. Keep track of what you eat in a diary, in a journal, and make sure that you write down everything that you eat during the day. Track your meals for a week. Go back and evaluate and see where you may need to make changes. Check in every day with your tribal member who is supporting you on your exercise and healthy nutrition program. Tomorrow we'll talk about our self-care. Have a great day and keep on making that new you so that by the end of the month, we'll have a new you on Friday.
Thank you, Cher.
In your mindful moment.
Cher Graham is with the Gulf Coast Mental Health Coalition. You can find them on Facebook or call if you need assistance at 404-3924. Nick, we started this feature almost a year ago when COVID became our daily life. Mm-hmm. And I figured if I'm stressed out, so's everybody else. Cher is a friend of mine, and I reached out to her to have this feature for us, from meditation to numerous other ways to be more mindful and calm in our lives.
As a listener now, I really enjoyed her.
Good.
I mean, I listen, and she brings across some wonderful things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Make you feel better.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. 928-9228 is our number. If you're joining us late, the other voice is Nick Hartley from Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope. Tell us about your hours of operation, and I know you're going to be expanding some in spring.
Right now we're noon to 7.
Right.
Because of, you know, everything just kind of closes up right now.
Yeah, it gets dark.
But by the way, the patio's lit, so they can go out there, and it's really nice, you know, at night even to go out in the patio. But we're going to be probably right after the time change, which is what, in a couple
2 weeks?
14th,
March 12th.
Yeah. 12th, okay.
Yeah, time change. We're going to be expanding. We'll go probably 8 o'clock during the week and 9 o'clock on the weekends. So
okay.
Friday and Saturday night. And then come Memorial Day, we'll expand it even more, and we'll go to 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So Definitely on the weekends we'll go to 10 o'clock. So probably 9 o'clock during the weekend. Mm-hmm. But right now it's 7 o'clock, noon to 7. And then as soon as time changes, because of the people will be out later, then we'll expand to an hour later basically on everything. So, yeah, we'll be open on the weekends till 9 o'clock. And then after Memorial Day, we'll mm-hmm. be open Memorial from – till 10 o'clock on the weekends,
that
for sure.
Sounds
I always switch
yummy.
Those two up myself.
I know.
Yeah, there's Labor Day at the beginning in March and Labor Day at the end of, yeah.
I heard y'all earlier talking about the second round of COVID vaccine Saturday at Three Circle Church. Yesterday afternoon, the Baldwin County Emergency Management Agency announced the first Walmart vaccine clinic in Baldwin County.
Oh.
You might recall when the state announced Walmart vaccine clinics in the state, it was pretty much everywhere but Baldwin County. Due to some type of a demographic and economic need, well, apparently they caught backlash. So now there is a Walmart vaccine clinic tomorrow, the 25th, at the Robertsdale Walmart. We put this on our Facebook page 17 hours ago as soon as I found it. And what you'll need to do is look at the Facebook page or go to the Alabama Department of Public Health's website if you're not on Facebook, because you have to click on a link and register online at walmart.com. So you can also just try walmart.com and then look for the COVID-19 vaccines. Then you click and schedule. So you do have to schedule online for these Walmart drive-up clinics. You can't just show up. So the first one is going in Baldwin County will be Robertsdale Walmart tomorrow. With an online registration necessary.
Have they said the age range or the...
It is still phase one, which is now 65 plus, as well as first responders, healthcare workers, etc.
Okay.
And you can find that information as well when you go online to register.
Okay. So. Okay. I have a friend of mine, and she's 64, and she's not qualified yet to get it. She said, my whole life, I didn't want to be 65, but now I do.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, that's funny. Now we're all celebrating 65. Yeah. Exactly. 928-9228 is our number. Lines are open. One of our longtime sponsors has been Fair Hope Hemp CBD. Nick, have you had the opportunity to check them out yet?
I haven't.
Another fabulous locally owned business by John MacArthur, who actually started researching CBD oil because of a condition his daughter had. And when he discovered that hemp oil or CBD products can greatly improve certain health ailments, he actually became one of the first certified growers and manufacturers and distributors in the state. So from farm to table, growing and manufacturing 100% natural CBD oil from anxiety to pain and so much more. They're at 505 Fairhope Avenue next to the library. Mm-hmm. So be sure and check them out.
Yeah.
Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
I have a 3-foot by 3-foot compost barrel, and it's geared on the side, and it has a turn crank, and it's on a stand. With vents and a hatch, and you can turn it both ways and mix your compost up, and it's professionally made. And then you can also put your wheelbarrow underneath the frame and take the hatch off and then dump all the compost in your wheelbarrow. So it's a really cool gardening item. I'll take $50 for it.
Okay.
We're changing what we do as far as that goes. Also, I have an Empire Comfort Systems natural gas heater. It is not propane. It's natural gas. It is. It doesn't require electricity. It has a push ignite thing on it. It's metal, 2 feet by 2 feet. It came out of my father's house. They used it in case the power went out so they could stay warm. I'll take $50 for that, and it's like new. It was only used when they tested it to make sure it worked.
Okay.
Also, I have the, it's an early 1900s China cabinet. It's clawfoot mahogany. It's rounded glass, 5 shelves, the mirrors in the back. is 62 inches tall, 38 inches wide. I'll take $600 for it. I dropped the price.
Okay.
And I have, let's see, a set of four 1863 State of Alabama banknotes. The State of Alabama put out its own money as the Alabama State seal on it. It's a 1, a 50 cent, a 25 cent, and a 10 cent. They're called fractional notes, and they're in a frame, ready to go on somebody's wall. If you want a nice present, this is a good historical or hysterical present. So.
Okay.
I'll take $100 for that.
Okay.
And let's see. I think that's about... Oh, yeah. I have two full-size violin bows. They are wood and horsehair, $20 each.
Okay.
And my number is 929-2582.
929-2582. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, thank you.
Bye. All righty. Take care. Bye-bye. He's always got cool stuff.
Always got cool stuff there.
He's a reenactor, you know, Confederate type reenactor, and shot the cannon for many years at the Grand Hotel.
Sure.
He might still. I'm not sure.
Cool.
Yeah, they shoot the cannon at, was it 5 o'clock every day at the Grand Hotel? I believe
it's a pretty cool thing to see, especially if you're out in the water on a boat when it happens.
Yeah, or you're visiting and not expecting it to go off.
You know, they have us before COVID started and everything. They actually we go over and take our trailer and do 3 or 4 shows a year with them, you know, at the Grand.
Oh, okay.
It's really nice. We serve all the guests and everything, and
okay.
Yeah, they just love it. So
very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's cool. That's cool.
So other than Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope, which is a yummy, delightful place to enjoy a frozen treat, you are a square dance caller.
Yeah, yeah.
But we haven't heard you call yet. Can you do that for us?
Do you need
music?
A song in the background?
Do I need a beat would be nice if I had a
I don't think that's what he's talking about. Mark.
Impromptu beat or something like that? I ought to get you a CD or something, because I do have CDs.
Well, we'll see what we can pull up. Yeah, we'll take a quick break.
What would be a good song?
I don't know. We were just talking about, some of the modern stuff you could do September or... You know, from we use like September with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, modern stuff. I do a Lady Gaga. You know, in square dancing, there's two types of calling. There's one called a patter call, where the caller makes up what he wants to as he goes along. You know, and
that's like square dance rapping.
Yeah, it is. It really is kind of the original form of rapping, and then there's what we call a singing call, where you actually, you know, sing the music and do whatever you and
really?
As well as give them the puzzle. And basically a square dance caller is nothing more than a puzzle maker. I put out the puzzle, they dance the puzzle.
So okay. You're meaning September by Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, I can do a little patter with Earth, right. Wind, and Fire.
You're gonna need these because you won't be able to hear the music without your headphones on. So
okay.
All right, I'm gonna start the song and we'll just go from there.
So it's going to have to be patter, but I can do that for you. Yeah.
I don't know what patter is.
Okay, so just to give you a little, I give you, as soon as we start here. Well, you're going to bow to your partner, corner two and four, let each chain go. Join hands, circle to the left, go walking around the way. Out of the left your corner, come back to do-si-do. Men star left, go one time around. Turn your partner right, do it out of and a left with a corner, and a right or left grand, do right and left, hand over hand around. When you meet that girl, promenade your lady, take a little walk and home you go, and back home and then. One and three, boogie up to the middle and then square through, four hands round the way. That give you enough to kind of...
Wow, yeah! That was awesome!
just a little. Thank you for playing the music because it does help.
Oh,
you
know? Sure. And we recorded it so we can play it back also. Very cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That was. Well, that is. It's like square dance rapping almost.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's really cool. You know, they used to think that square dance music was, you know, the old
hee-haw type thing.
There you go. Yeah, hee-haw type thing. Or it was what you saw on Midwestern Hayride or something, which was all the clogging.
Right.
And nothing against the clogging person, but you know, a lot of people as they get up in age, they can't move their feet that fast.
Right.
So basically, square dancing is just a walking to the beat of the music.
Okay.
So.
And there's contra dancing as well. Is that?
Sorry.
That's okay.
I guess it was. I didn't know it was that funny, but okay.
Yeah, there is contra dancing.
What's the difference between that and square dancing?
So contra dancing is the traditional form of square dancing, and it's done. You can do it in a circle contra. You could do, but it's a very rhythmic. So everything in contra dancing has a beat structure.
Okay.
So if you do, you know, a right and left through, you have to do it in 8 beats of music. Where in regular square dancing, it's a movement, but we adjust.
Okay.
We adjust to people. Okay. So, you know, I can walk into a group tonight that I'm doing tonight, and they could be so energetic and moving so well that I can move them faster, and I don't have to worry about the beat structure as such. You know, they'll shortcut if that be the case, mm-hmm. or whatever. So I call to them. But in contra, it's a very disciplined art, and a lot of them are done in lines. Mm-hmm. However, they have circle contras and things like that.
All right, I'm wondering, could you merge, like for instance, have Nick come to your ballroom dance group and incorporate that together, since there's not an actual square dance group right now?
So in we probably could, but ballroom dancers are not. I mean, they like to get with each other and do their own thing.
Yeah, well, it's.
But we have prompted round dancing too. We have round dancing, which is a prompted ballroom dancing. Now, I don't know if you're going into prompted ballroom, but that's a new thing around
prompted
the country.
Ballroom.
There is prompted ballroom where somebody actually tells the dancers what moves to do.
Huh. Okay.
Have you heard about that?
I've never heard of
that. It's a prompted ballroom dancing.
Prompted ballroom.
You're going to have to look that up.
We'll have to look that up,
We're speaking with Nick Hartley from Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope on Swap Shop with us. 928-9228 is our number. Lines are open. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Have you seen the new Fairhope Living magazine? An independent magazine written by Fairhope residents for Fairhope residents. Everyone has a story to tell, and Fairhope Living Magazine would love to publish yours. Go to fairhopelivingmagazine.com and click on Residents to submit yours. You can also submit community news, classifieds, family spotlight, pet tales, resident recipes, yard of the month, and more. You can also request a copy to be delivered if you don't already receive one in your mailbox. Or you can just read it online at fairhopelivingmagazine.com.
And we are back on the air, 928-9228. If you can't call the show, you can email us or Facebook. Our email is wabf1480@outlook.com, and we have an email. I thought I saw Mark hitting a tennis ball in the movie The Map of Tiny Perfect Things. Was that Mark? This is an email from Sally.
That was not me.
I saw that movie, and I remember the tennis scene, Sally. And I didn't recognize Mark, but also thought Mark and a tennis ball would be an oxymoron.
I haven't played tennis in about 40 years. Yeah.
That's a great little movie, by the way, that was filmed in Fairhope as well as in parts of Mobile. And it's free. Did I watch it on Roku or Amazon Prime or Netflix? Mm-hmm. I can't remember which one. But it didn't cost, and it was a very sweet little movie, and it's so much fun to go, oh, look, they're walking down the street right in front of my office or something. You know, you can really recognize a lot of places.
Well, I guess they're going to actually start producing a lot more music, movies here. With COVID, it's kind of shut down things, but they're talking about a lot more movies are going to be produced here, I guess.
Well, it's two things. With COVID, California is mostly shut down, and there's so many regulations about filming and gathering and people around, and they've limited their people size. And to properly film a movie, you need 30 people standing back to film two people on screen.
Right.
And the state of California is frowning upon that. Also, the tax breaks that the state of Alabama has given to the movie companies that are coming in here to film stuff versus the taxes that the movie companies in California have to pay, there's a large difference there. So in a lot of cases, it's worth it fiscally, you know, financially, yeah, to come here, you know, fly everybody to Alabama and film it here and then fly them back home than it is to film them out there. So
that's cool.
And we're being as friendly as we can to them, and we like having them here. So
yeah,
they like being here.
Well, Nick, it's been so much fun having
you
here.
Having me. I really appreciate it.
And Mark, I appreciate y'all pinch hitting and holding down the fort while I was at the Eastern Shore Chamber State of the Cities Eggs and Issues breakfast. I have invited Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan, and Daphne's Mayor Robin Lejeune to select a permanent community contact interview date and start joining us on a monthly basis, in addition to the City of Fairhope, of course, which we already have city council and mayoral interviews. And you can now hear them on our new website. I had someone ask me about that at the breakfast this morning. Thank you, Mark, for designing a new website for us. It is WABF1480.com. And I hadn't looked at it closely yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I discovered some of your creativity.
Okay.
So I thought it would be fun to share.
Oh, all right.
Because when you go to WABF1480.com, if you click on About Us,
yeah,
Mark wrote this beautiful thing. Lori's been in the radio industry for 32 many years. It's actually 42.
Okay.
42.
Well, that you always say 32
many years. No, 42. Okay. 42. Oh, 1979. Yeah.
Okay.
And has been the station manager since 2004. Mark began his broadcasting career in television and has been at WABF since 2006. Here's the part I'm like getting a swole head. Lori is a respected journalist. She's provided in-depth interviews with mayors and councilors, senators, congressmen, and others. She brings integrity and honesty to serve the WABF community with up-to-date, accurate information. I'm like, oh, Mark, that is so sweet. And then the next sentence, deadpan as can be, Mark is the funny one. And you have a picture of us with my hair still gray. I want a new picture with my color in my hair.
That was a good picture of both of us.
It
there,
is.
So,
it is. Anyway, I thought that was funny.
Some of the other ones over the years have not been so flattering for either one of us. So I'm like, oh, okay, that's a good one.
Mark is the funny one. All right, so if you click on Listen Live, you can listen to us live. And when you click on it, it's going to ask you to fill out your information. You just select No Thank You. You don't have to
don't
that.
Have to.
That's part of our streaming service. We're not trying to be nosy.
If you want to, fine. You don't have to.
And then click on Recent Interviews, and you can either click to listen now or download to listen later. We have Mayor Sherry Sullivan from yesterday, as well as Fairhope City Council President Jack Burrell from Monday. We have the Conservative Watchdog Weekly News Review from Monday posted. And then last week, my interview with Congressman Jerry Carl has been posted, so we'll continue to post our interviews again, in case you miss them live on the radio. So.
It's a wonderful place to listen in the mornings to find out what's going on in Fairhope,
because
there's really no other place that you can find out what's going on here.
Thank you, Nick.
You're
I'm glad
welcome.
You're a new fan.
Yeah, oh, I am.
By the way, the email came from our friend Sally.
Okay,
Sally is the one who said you need to go see Nick and Lynette at Rita's Frozen Treat. In fact, I didn't have to do a sales pitch. She sold them for me.
Yes,
okay.
She did.
Sally, thank you,
thank you,
Sally. And any of you other fans out there, please, if you do business with a business that you love and respect and treats you right, please let me know and let them know about us. We appreciate that. Thank you for being with us, Nick.
Thank you for having me.
Nick Hartley with Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope in the Eastern Shore Shopping Center there. That's the Big Lots parking lot. They open at noon today. Swap Shop is brought to you today by these fine local businesses.
By Fairhope Living Magazine, Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory, Fairhope Hemp CBD, and of course, Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope.
Thank you so much for joining us, Nick. And say bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
This is WABF Mobile Fairhope. Great music and memories. Have a good one, and may God bless you.